At this time, our service will continue with the rites of baptism and confirmation. We're going to do sort of a mishmash of the two. So the rite of baptism is on page 268. The rite of confirmation is on page 272. If you'd like to follow along, we'll be kind of flipping back and forth a little bit, but hopefully you'll be able to keep up. And what I'd like is for our three confirmands, would you please stand right here where you are in your seats? Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." Hear the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 6. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold us all according to your boundless mercy and bless us with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in us, which has been inherited from Adam and which we ourselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that we be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, we would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Douglas, Ryan, and Kirsten have been instructed according to God's word, and they have expressed a desire to become members of Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. They stand before us today ready to proclaim their faith publicly. And so first, I have a few questions for all three of you. Douglas, Ryan, and Kirsten, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce him." Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Then say, "Yes, I believe." Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Then say, "Yes, I believe." Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? Then say, "Yes, I believe." Doug and Kirsten, you may be seated. Ryan, I'm going to ask you to come and join me up here. Right here's fine. What is your full name?
Ryan Matthew Moore.
Ryan Matthew Moore, receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Do you desire to be baptized here today? All right, just go ahead and lean forward here. Yep. Ryan Matthew Moore, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ. Be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. I encourage you to keep that candle in a safe place and light it every year on November 11th, just as a reminder of your baptism day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian church is that when a person is baptized, they receive a new name. So the name of Christ has now been placed upon you, and he has claimed you as his own. But another interesting thing that has always happened in the history of the church is that we also get to focus on the meaning of someone's given name. And the name Ryan, I looked up, apparently it has Irish roots. And there's a little bit of debate and disagreement about what the name means, but the one that I found that's really interesting to me is that it could mean little king. And I like that, because not because you're going to be like sitting on a throne and ordering people around and telling them what to do, but because all of us who are baptized receive that promise of the crown of glory, right? And someday, you are going to be standing before God's throne, ruling together with all of the saints in the heavenly kingdom. And so that's something to really remember, you know, as you live your baptism life. We're going to have our elder Gary share a word of welcome.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you, Ryan, a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord, and we welcome you with a round of applause, too.